welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse, and as always, we're wishing you the best. And the Natural Nurse and Dr. Z airs every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time right here on Progressive Radio Network, Gary Knowles Network. But one of the things that's so wonderful about this show and this network is that you can listen in anytime, day or night, at your convenience. You don't have to always be available at the time that the show airs because it's archived. So all you have to do is go to prn.com, go to archives, and go to Natural Nurse if you'd like our show or any of the other wonderful shows that you can hear right here on Progressive Radio Network. Also, you can join myself and Dr. Eugene Zamperone in person because we run lectures and workshops. Boy, it seems like almost every day. Just go to naturalnurse.com and click on schedules or sign up at Facebook, The Natural Nurse, to get announcements about our classes. We go to Chinatown where you can learn how to do tongue and pulse diagnosis, visit herbal factories right there in Chinatown, and we do hands-on workshops where we gather edible and medicinal wild plants, you might call them weeds, and learn how to make them into medicine. So today we're very happy to have as our guest J.J. Virgin, and she is a part of our series right here for Health Media. And Health Media runs twice a year major events in the New York area called the Naval Expo. And you can go to navalexpo.com to find out more. In fact, they also are having events right in Manhattan as well as Long Island. And today's guest, J.J. Virgin, is a top fitness and nutrition expert and media personality. She's been in the business for over 25 years, focusing on health and fitness and holistic nutrition and functional medicine, which functional medicine is really the highest level of studying what food does in your body. And that has earned JJ recognition as the go-to weight loss expert who can unlock the door to lifelong weight management through a sensible, no-fail approach to nutrition and fitness. JJ is the author of New York Times best-selling book, The Virgin Diet. Drop 7 foods, lose 7 pounds, just 7 days. The Virgin Diet has also been a bestseller on the Wall Street Journal, USA Today, and Chicago Tribune, and numerous other media outlets. JJ is also the author of many other books and also co-starred on the TLC reality series Freaky Eaters. And to find out more, go to jjvirgin.com. So thank you so much for joining us as our guest today, JJ.
My pleasure.
Now, you're going to be at the Naval Expo. Are you going to be a speaker there?
I am.
Oh,
5
that's
o'clock.
Great. And what are you going to be talking about there?
I am going to be talking about the Virgin Diet and really how food intolerance is not only the real cause of weight gain, but also could be behind fatigue and joint pain and skin problems and all of these different things that we come to accept as normal as we age, but could really just be those foods you're eating every day, usually the ones that you're eating in an attempt to be healthy that are actually taking you down.
Well, one of the wonderful things about your presentation is the way you make it very simple, even for people who might find this as new information. For instance, you call your book, The Virgin Diet, Drop 7 Foods, Lose 7 Pounds in Just 7 Days. And that makes the concept something that many people can grasp if they have felt challenged with making these changes.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting. This book really is, and you'll know this, you know, it's a medical elimination diet. But those, classically, you look at them and you go, oh, my gosh, that's too hard. I can't do it. But the bottom line is the program's set up to be a 21-day program. And let's face it, we can do anything for 3 weeks, you know. And we also give you such easy swaps. So, yes, we're taking these 7 foods and food categories out, but we We're giving you simple swaps for similar foods that you'll probably like better so that it makes it so easy to do. And that's so critical, because if you can't do it, it doesn't matter, you know, how great in theory something is, right?
Yes, of course. Now you're familiar, I know you are, perhaps our audience, not everyone is, but in terms of what's called IgG, food allergy testing, how do you feel about that?
Well, so here was where this all came from. I, you know, a gazillion years ago, almost 30 years ago now, I started personal training to pay my way through graduate school, and, you know, 40 graduate and doctoral courses, a lot of personal training and nutrition counseling went into that. But I realized early on that what we were doing to help people lose weight, which was eat less and exercise more, what I call the bank account model for weight loss, was really not working, in fact, making them worse. And I set out to figure it out. I thought, you know, we're just playing by the wrong set of rules, right? And so I actually, over the years, started teaching this course to doctors called Overcoming Weight Loss Resistance. And one of the things I talked about was food. I call it food sensitivity testing, because I think for most people, we think of an allergy as, you know, don't open the peanuts on the plane. Someone's going to, you know, have anaphylactic
shock. Well, that's very severe
Yeah, it's severe. Whereas these things, and those, although they're becoming more common, it's still, you know, less than 1% of the population. Now, food sensitivities, what I've discovered and what I've asked all my friends in the field, and they've concurred, it's about 70% of the people seem to have this type of food intolerance. There's other types, too. But this is where a food you're eating creates this delayed reaction. So it might be an hour later, it might be 3 days later, that your joints hurt, that your skin breaks out, that you feel gassy, that you're tired, that you're moody. And so you don't connect the dots between what you're eating and how you feel. So it started out that I was just doing food sensitivity testing and then doing it really more for those symptoms I just described. But the side effect was always weight loss. And over time, I thought, you know, it's always the same foods. It's always the same foods.
Well, not always 100%,
well,
but certainly the top ones, yes.
Yeah, occasionally you'd get an outlier. But let's look at, if we want to change the world, do we focus on the 1% outlier, or do we say, hey, you know what, if most of you seem to be struggling with these same foods and we pull them out, we're going to see some changes.
That's so true. And you know what's fabulous about that? When we look at any kind of intervention, we always like to look at risk-benefit ratio. So
right.
If someone follows the Virgin Diet, even if that's the rare person that doesn't hit every single food sensitivity they may have, they're going to feel vastly better. And what is the risk of trying it? Like you said, the only side effect is, you know, losing some extra pounds. So, hey, that's great.
Well, I'll share this with you because I know that you're of the same mindset of me. I keep getting Twitters from people going, you shouldn't be telling people to pull gluten from their diet. It's dangerous. And I'm like, dangerous?
What? Who said that? You don't want to share. It's wrong.
Some more traditional healthcare professionals, which I think maybe calling them a healthcare professional is a loose term there. But, yeah, I'm like, dangerous. Now, what could possibly be dangerous from pulling out something that's been so, you know, basically, I call it a Franken wheat, you know, changed in our diet that our body doesn't even know what to do with it anymore, and it's creating so many issues, and that's dangerous, you know?
Okay, well, you just gave out a secret for the next question that I was going to ask you, because, of course, your book talks about 7 foods, which are probably some of the top 7 foods that people do have sensitivities to and that do make the body hold on to excess weight. So before we give more secrets away, why don't you go ahead and give us that list of 7 foods that you do talk about in depth in your great book, The Virgin Diet.
I know. Now, if you hear this list, I don't want you to go freaking out. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the listeners. Don't go freaking out and go, I can't do this, because what we'll explain is how simple it is to do. And I want to, again, remind you, it's just 3 weeks. And if you are eating these foods, what an opportunity. That's so exciting. So, you know, and especially if you hear this list, I always have to set this up, Ellen, and you go, oh, my gosh, I could do 6 of those, but I can't give up my cheese, for example, because of this list, I hear the biggies are, I can't give up my bread or I can't give up my cheese, because they really have a drug-like cravings effect on the body. So gluten is a broad category. We know that as things like bread and pasta and all those. But as we know, gluten now hides everywhere. Dairy, eggs, soy, peanuts, corn, and then I put this in one category together, but in reality, it's, you know, there's one piece of this you should just never touch, and that's sugar and artificial sweeteners. But artificial sweeteners just need to be gone forever. That was a bad chemistry experiment.
I totally agree. All of those would be wonderful to get rid of. Now, like you said, all those things also hide. I think one of the biggest offenders right now in being able to hide is actually corn, because the FDA does not force manufacturers to list contains corn. So it can be really hidden. You know, right now you must list dairy or contains wheat. This is from the manufacturer's standpoint. You must list contains soy. Let's say a dietary supplement, even if it has vitamin E, they have to list contains soy if the vitamin E was sourced from soy, which it mostly all is. But you could have corn without knowing it.
I know, and it's so frustrating because people then, you know, will go, I've been trying so hard, and then I had some maltodextrin. I had some, because literally these things are ubiquitous, but we give a very simple list so you'll understand where they hide. And I guess the real takeaway there is, you know, if you're not eating processed foods, it solves a lot of problems.
You got it. That's kind of the instant thing. If it looks like a piece of food, like an avocado and an orange,
corn in it.
and of course you can go a little deeper and make it organic if you want to even go deeper. And that is really what you do. In fact, on your diet, I would say, after looking through this beautiful book, The Virgin Diet by J.J. Virgin, it's beautiful to look at and it's easy to read and you make it so simple that people are actually probably going to be eating more, not less, and yet they'll be losing weight.
I'm so glad you put that up because I've never been a calorie person. While calories do count, I mean, obviously too much healthy food's unhealthy. You can't eat a jar of nut butter sitting, I've been known to.
Yum.
I know. But where they come from is really what counts. And someone, again, I get these things posted on my Facebook page, and someone posted yesterday, I took your book to my nutritionist, and she said, oh, well, this is just a calorie counting program, and when you bring these foods, you know, you take these foods out, but then when you start eating that way again, you'll gain weight. And I'm like, honey, this is not a calorie counting program. Nowhere in there do I talk about that. I talk about the fact that food is information, and it's not about the calories. It's about the hormonal impact that happens when you eat foods that don't work for you. And when you go through these 3 weeks, at the end of that, you're going to check back and try each food back with your body and see, does this work for me? Does this not? Because for a lot of people, you'll find that, you know what? I feel rotten when I eat gluten, so I don't want to feel that way anymore. I break out when I eat dairy. I don't want to have acne. You know, and when you can connect those dots, you go, hey, I don't really want that food because I know what that food does to me.
Exactly, and sometimes it's absolutely fine. Not everybody is sensitive to all seven foods, but what is the big deal to stop them? Now, you say on the front of the cover 7 days, and now you're telling us 3 weeks.
Well, no, so I know. It's like bait and switch.
Okay, bait and switch. That's all right.
Okay. Well, here's really the deal is, the first 7 days we see such dramatic changes as your body. The first couple days, Ellen, I'll be really honest, or it could be a little rough, and that's a good thing. Because if you're struggling with food cravings and hunger and fatigue during the first couple days, it just shows how much these foods have been hurting you. So I always let people know that. But we say drop 7 foods, lose 7 pounds, just 7 days, because that's the average I see with people when they go on the program. The first 7 days is generally, it's been 2 pounds and it's been 12 pounds, but normally around 7 pounds. And then you'll go into a more reasonable amount of weight loss, somewhere in the 1 to 4 pounds a week. But we do a 3 week trial to begin with. You can extend that if you want to, but I need the immune system to cool off, and it takes about 3 weeks for that to happen.
Right, so you introduced that, but you know, it's really a good idea, because even in 7 days you get some results, which of course is very motivational to keep going.
That's such a critical thing, because the biggest thing out right now in research besides intermittent fasting is the fact that if you lose weight fast, you tend to lose more weight and keep it off. You have to get in the game, you know, and the 7 days lets you go. It basically gives you your hope back, because for so many people that I talk to, they've tried all these different things and they haven't worked for them. And so they just figure, this is just where I'm at. This is as good as it gets. And they give up. And so the 7 days make you realize, wow, this will work for me. I'm in. And you see some changes, and it gets you excited again.
Now, when you talk about sugar and artificial sweeteners, you see, that's a real clue to not focusing just on the calorie count. In fact, things that say sugar-free in the store and things that say low calories are often your worst offenders in terms of high levels of toxins and high levels of these specific foods that you say to stop consuming.
Exactly. It's so, well, I mean, just look at that recent study they talked about, the American Diabetes Association, where people who drank a regular soda a day had a smaller waist circumference than people who drank a diet soda a day. You've got to look beyond the calories, because as we know, food is information. And what happens when you eat healthy fats is very different in the body than what happens when you eat even a supposed, I love, you know, the healthy carbohydrate, the whole grain. I'm like, that is, you know, that's still going to crank that blood sugar up and crank your insulin up, which ultimately shuts off your fat burning.
You know, when you mentioned that a conventional physician, now I'm very big on the proper use of the word traditional, because when I'm talking traditional, I'm talking about an herbal practitioner or
good
a
point.
Homeopath. Even homeopath is iffy, because they've only been around about 300 years, so we're talking traditional thousands of years of use. But okay, so let's say a conventional physician. I'm very interested, because in all my years of doing this, which is actually since 1964, I have never heard anyone say that going on a gluten-free diet, which is an excellent recommendation that you have in the Virgin diet, in what way could it possibly be dangerous?
You know, it hasn't been physicians. It's been registered dietitians.
And in what way could it be dangerous?
And multiple times, not just one
really.
Time.
Really? The only way I could think of is if somebody has an eating disorder and then they starve themselves because everything they eat has gluten. I just can't imagine.
Well, they say you'll become nutrient deficient, which is interesting, because as we know, grains have lectins and phytates that block mineral absorption. So I was like, you know, there are plenty of better places to get your fiber. So I that's what I've pointed out each time I get, it's always on Twitter. I get these mean Twitters,
mean
tweets.
So amazing. They're
it's
so,
so funny,
incorrect.
I know. I was like, name what you're going to be deficient in. What's the risk? I can't, please tell me. I'd love to know,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I mean, what am I missing here?
Because it's so safe, it's so healthy, and it's such a good thing to do. And like you say, you do it, it's a short period of time. And then people might find, like you talk about, then later reintroducing the diet, because you even have it broken down into these wonderful phases that make it even easier to grasp. So
right.
That makes it something that people can experiment with, but just for the first 7 days, be really strict, and then after the 3 weeks, go back and do challenges. Like, for instance, some people may do fine with eggs, no problem at all.
Yeah,
but
and
yet
eggs especially.
Get rid of the wheat.
Yeah, you pick the one that, you know, eggs are one of my favorite great healthy foods. It's just I see so many people, 70% of people seem to be reacting to them, so that's why.
Really?
Yes, and I think it is. Now, I find most people, once they heal their gut, they can handle them again. But I think it's because of a couple reasons. Number one, it's what we're doing to those chickens. That's an issue, because you are what you eat, ate. Number two, it's because people who've been vaccinated, which a lot of them were vaccinated, a lot of us were vaccinated early on, and vaccines, egg protein. And number three, because they're such an easy go-to source of protein, that you tend to overdo it on it. You know, it's like the go-to food each day. Because let's face it, eating an egg in the morning is a lot better than most of the desserts people are calling breakfast, right?
That's right. That's right, because right away, that's usually a muffin.
A muffin, which is a cupcake. And can we do a little shout-out, Ellen, on the fact that please don't decide to go gluten-free and then all of a sudden go eat gluten-free cupcakes and cookies?
Oh, my God, please be really clear on that. Because those that's another thing. Those gluten-frees are often just as terrible with artificial sweeteners and tons of potato flour, which is highly processed. And it's just such a scam.
Here's the thing. It's the best gluten-free food is, it's an avocado, it's nuts and seeds, it's wild salmon. It's not, don't take the thing you were eating and then have to make the gluten-free version. It's not going to be a better thing. The only exception there for me is to get quinoa pasta and real
right,
quinoa
and then
pasta.
How about just cooking quinoa as a grain and cook so
or
quickly?
Or having spaghetti squash. Yeah, so.
Yeah. That's what I did. I actually cheated my kids, and my kids, by the way, are 38 and 35, but like I said, I've been doing this a long time, and I used to make spaghetti squash and put sauce on it, and they knew it wasn't spaghetti. They would go, oh, Mom, you're special spaghetti, but they ate it because it had a similar mouthfeel, and it's certainly so much healthier.
Oh, that's one of my most favorites is spaghetti squash. So, yeah, and that brings up such an important point because I hear people say, well, you know, I'd love to go on this program, but then I have to cook for my family. And I'm like, well, keep giving your family the garbage and you eat this. I mean, come on.
Yeah, if you have to. Or how about loving your family enough to make what we put in our mouth important?
Well,
but you know what? We're going to take a little tiny break right here, and we have so much to continue to talk about because I do want people to know we are speaking today with top author, best-selling author, J.J. Virgin of The Virgin Diet. Drop 7 foods, lose 7 pounds in just 7 days. Check out her website, jjvirgin.com. And we're just going to take a little break right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And when we come back, we will be continuing our conversation with J.J. Virgin all about The Virgin Diet. We'll be right back with more.
On this edition of The Natural Medicine Chest, we'll discuss jojoba, the miracle plant of the desert.
Jojoba is spelled J-O-J-O-B-A, but is pronounced according to its Spanish origins. The jojoba plant grows in the American Southwest and the Sonoran Desert in Mexico. The jojoba is a large bush-like plant resembling mistletoe. It can reach a height of 15 feet and can live from 100 to 200 years. The Sonoran Indians have used the oil pressed from the jojoba beans for centuries. Father Juniper Serra, founder of 21 missions in California, noted in the early 1700s that the local Indians were using jojoba oil for treating sores, cuts, bruises, burns, and as a diet supplement, to soothe skin from sun and wind burns, as a cooking oil, and even as a beverage.
The importance of jojoba as a cash crop was proclaimed in 1935. But it was not until 1974, when the killing of sperm whales was banned, that the government began to study jojoba oil in depth as a substitute for whale oil. The National Academy of Sciences concluded jojoba oil has a radically different chemical structure than any other known oil. Most oils break down or turn rancid. Jojoba, on the other hand, is hypoallergenic, non-toxic, never turns rancid, and does not break down even under high temperature and pressure.
The University of California at Riverside did a study where they cooked 27 batches of popcorn in the same heated jojoba oil. The last batch was just as perfect as the first. These unusual properties are unique to jojoba oil because, chemically speaking, jojoba oil is not really an oil at all, but is a liquid wax. Its composition is almost identical to sebum, which is the oil secreted by human sebaceous glands to help to protect the skin from the environment.
Jojoba has a myriad of usages. The cosmetic industry takes advantage of its compatibility to human skin by adding it to shampoos, conditioners, moisturizers, and many other cosmetic products. In medicine, jojoba can be used directly on rashes, cuts, and psoriasis. It may also be used as a lubricant for artificial hearts. Jojoba contains a natural appetite suppressant, which can be used in weight loss products. It has no known side effects. In industry, jojoba is known to be a superior engine lubricant and will cause a car to run 20 to 30 degrees cooler when added to the crankcase oil.
So, if you are interested in a miracle plant from the desert, reach for jojoba in your natural medicine chest.
And And welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And I'd like to welcome back our guest today, and that is J.J. Virgin. And also I want to tell you that this show today we'd like to introduce the concept of health media. And this is a health media broadcast today because we are having the Naval Expo, and you can go to navalexpo.com. And the Naval Expo actually sponsors a lot of events all around both the metro area in New York City, and I guess there was an event this Saturday actually in Huntington that I was seeing patients, so I could not join. But J.J. Virgin was there, and I will be lecturing that day. I'll be lecturing on the health benefits of olive oil coming up on Sunday, and J.J. Virgin will be there at 5 p.m. And J.J. is a top fitness and nutrition expert and media personality. And she has been in the field for over 25 years and has written a book, The Virgin Diet, Drop 7 Foods, Lose 7 Pounds in Just 7 Days, that we are focusing on as our topic for today. And you can find out more at jjvirgin.com. Or come on down to the expo on Sunday and you can meet myself as well as J.J. Virgin and actually over 100 leaders in the natural health movement. And I would say the hardest thing, J.J., I don't think you've been at one of these before. I have lectured at every single one that Alex has had. I would say the most difficult thing is the fact that every hour there's usually five speakers, so they're all so wonderful. It's a little hard to decide, and you can actually go around and go room bopping. But I believe when you're on, you're probably the premier speaker of the day, so you won't have five other people going at the same time, but people can come in and see you, and thank you so much for joining us for that.
Oh, I'm very excited about that. I was thrilled when I saw that I could get myself over to it. So, yeah, I'm very honored to be part of it.
Now, you're talking about such a common sense way to approach that although, like you said, you were doing these interventions as a nutritionist and fitness therapist for people way before you were doing it for weight loss. You actually noticed that as people were getting healthier, getting rid of their allergy symptoms, getting rid of their pot bellies, feeling better all around, increased their energy, that also they were losing weight. So that's a fabulous way to focus.
I wish I could say it was the smarty pants who, like after the first couple times I saw these tests, went, oh, this should be a weight loss diet. Literally, Ellen, it took me years because I was so focused on, you know, really the process of leaky gut and food intolerance, and I saw it as something that helped with energy and joint pain and all these different things people complain about. And then the side effect was weight loss. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, here's the thing. Most people, the big hook will always be weight loss. It's the biggest hook out there. You know, so it's such an easy way to get people in the door, and then the side effect now is they get in the door for losing weight, and all of a sudden their joints don't hurt anymore. I always like to say they come for the weight loss, but they stay because they feel so darn much better. They have no idea they could feel that good.
So now, what about breakfast? I know that you give some very specific information about that because some people kind of like to skip breakfast. We started talking about it earlier. If anything, they grab a coffee and a donut.
Oh, they have dessert.
Exactly.
And let's face it, so many people have dessert for breakfast. It just makes me nuts. You know, I think the most effective thing that you can do, And I always say this, Ellen, if I have to choose just one thing for people to do, just if you'll just say, okay, JJ, I'm only doing one thing. And that's actually was what happened on the Rachel Ray show, because she was like not going to give up her gluten, was to start the day with a shake. And so what I teach people to do, because I find most people, just like you said, they blow it at breakfast. They either don't have, they skip it. They do coffee for breakfast, and that's not breakfast, by the way, or they'll have a muffin and a latte, which is a cupcake and a milkshake. So what I have people do is to start the day with a meal replacement shake, and I use a blend of vegan proteins because that's going to be way low on what I would call the reactive or allergenicity scale. Add coconut milk or almond milk. I'm a big fan of coconut milk, unsweetened, of course. and then either some kale or some spinach, some berries, some chia seeds or freshly ground flaxseed meal. And the nice thing is that combination of what I call slow release, slow low carbohydrates.
Wait, you said things. You said it too fast. Let's go back.
I did. Okay. I want everyone to write it down. So
yeah, this is really important. You're talking about, first of all, coconut milk. Okay.
Coconut.
It might say coconut milk, but what you have to read is turn the bottle around and look at ingredients, because what JJ is recommending is unsweetened coconut milk.
Right.
So
it's
it can't
so critical.
Be coconut milk with sucralose in it.
Exactly. Is there coconut milk with sucralose in it?
You know, they have everything, you know, diet coconut milk. Who the heck knows? So, right, no sweetener, no sugars. I certainly have seen sugar added to coconut milk and flavorings, vanilla flavorings, carrageenan, thickeners. We don't want that. We want the one that when we turn it around, it says ingredients, coconut milk, end.
Now, I will tell you, I do a lot with, you know, So Delicious, I use theirs.
Okay.
And there's two types of carrageenan. There's the acceptable, safe one and the unsafe one, although they are working on getting those out totally. But, you know, you always have to pick the best situation and what you can do at the time. So for me, I travel with those little boxes of So Delicious coconut milk because it's the only way to go. And I travel with the Magic Bullet, and I travel with my shake mix.
Okay,
and
let me ask you something. Magic Bullet versus Nutribullet.
I have not tried that Nutribullet.
Oh, my God. Promoting brands. I'm just talking like, you know, girlfriend juicers. I'm telling you, the Nutribullet rocks.
Okay.
It's just telling you.
Well, here's the deal, Ellen. I was like going, okay, I have two Magic Bullets, right? I have two of them. I really need, and then I have, of course, a Vitamix at home. And
I have that, too. I'm pouring my Vitamix.
I really need yet another, you know.
Wait till you try it.
Really? Because Bullet's kind of wimpy, let's face it.
That's the difference. The concept is excellent about it being really small and easy to use and easy to clean. And the Nutribullet, I have to say, I have my Vitamix juice right here in front of me right now. I'm telling you guys this because JJ and I really do this stuff, and it's
very
easy.
You can tell I'm getting off on this whole Nutribullet conversation.
I know, but you know what? It's very easy. This is your life, then. And it's not expensive, and it's fast.
No, it's not expensive. I just thought, gosh, and yet JJ's buying yet another blender. I'm a hoarder, I swear.
It's great.
I'm looking at it
breakfast?
Now online since you said it.
Yeah, it's like,
all right.
It's super easy. It's fast and easy. So all these things, like using your book, you have to have these things around, though. You do have to do a shopping. So instead of having, you know, Hostess, you know, muffins in your freezer, you have the unsweetened coconut milk. You have the freshly ground flax or chia. So good because they're delicious, crunchy, and high in omega-3s, the healthy fats, and make you feel really full.
Yes. I love chia. I'm very, very hooked on chia. Chia right now because it can make, you know, it can make things really, you know, make them like pudding. It's so delicious.
Well,
know?
Tell us about the kind of protein powder that you use, because what I use like today is just plain 100% whey, but you have something else.
Oh, I am not a fan of whey, I got to tell you.
Okay.
Now, if you find that you're not sensitive to it, then, you know, that's something that you could use. But what I find with a lot of people is they react to dairy, and whey's still got a little casein in it, but also whey can promote insulin release. So it tends to be more insulinogenic, and so for weight loss, it's not a good thing. Now, if someone's got cancer, I like whey because it can help with sarcopenia, cachexia, but for the average person trying to lose weight, first of all, you've got to take it out for the first 3 weeks, but I'm not a fan of whey.
Okay, so tell us what you like as the as a protein to add in with all these delicious fats.
I use a blend. I'm not a big fan of hemp either because it's got more carbs. I tend to do like the one I'm using right now that I had made for Virgin Diets, a blend of potato, which actually can help with the immune system, chlorella, and pea. But things I like, you got to get organic rice if you do rice, obviously, because of the arsenic issues. But rice, pea, cranberry, potato, chlorella. There's walnut. We're playing around right now with a walnut one. So the big thing I tell people is use a powder that does a blend of some of the different ones, because, you know, like if you use straight rice, it's gritty. If you use straight pea, it's got a funky kind of kick back to it. But you'll also be less likely to develop a reaction over time. And generally I'm having people do about 20, 25 grams of protein from the protein powder. You want to make sure that if you're using a protein powder, it's got no artificial sweeteners, no artificial nothing.
And now, how would somebody know that? First of all, they could use one that you put together because you're making sure. And another way is to actually read the ingredients,
yes.
Not just
flip
the
it
front
over.
Cap panel.
Flip it over, and I just bought a NutriBullet. Darn you, Ellen.
Oh, okay. Tell
gosh.
Me how you like it.
I got to get off the phone with you. I'm going to be broke by the time I'm off the phone. So look on the back and just look for the words. In my book, I talk about all the different words for sugar and for artificial sweeteners and for corn and peanuts and dairy and eggs. But you want to look at the back of it and see what they say in there. Obviously, no more than 5 grams of added sugar. My next book is on sugar, and it's not a matter of you can have no sugar, because then really you'd be having to eat like whale blubber. You know, you're going to get sugar in the vegetables and fruit, but you don't want to have something that when you look over at the grams of sugar has got like 20 grams of sugar. That's crazy. If something generally says light on it or sugar-free, those are kind of keywords that there's a problem, that they have probably got an artificial sweetener in there, and that's a no-no.
That's right.
Another way to know, right?
Now, tell us your views about snacking, because I see here, of course, a lot of people talk about keeping your blood sugar steady by using high-protein snacks throughout the day, and you feel like what, more like just 3 squares?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Do most people, when they're reaching for a snack, reach for turkey, wild salmon, or grass-fed beef? I mean, in reality, they usually reach for, you know, luckily now we're reaching more for things like almonds, but a lot of people reach for either a piece of fruit or a snack pack. Oh, my gosh, the dreaded snack pack, right? The deal is, though, to keep your blood sugar stable, eat a meal that's got a good amount of protein, say, you know, somewhere 20 to 30 grams. It's got healthy fats like avocado, raw nuts and seeds, cold water fish, coconut. Slow, low carbohydrates like berries or lentils or quinoa, and loads of non-starchy vegetables. If you eat that way, you really should be able to go 4 to 6 hours before you need to eat again. If you need to eat in 2 hours, either it's because you've done a Pavlovian dog thing where you've kind of trained yourself to eat every 2 hours, or you didn't eat what you needed to eat at the last meal, or you've really damaged your metabolism, but you can heal that very quickly. But remember, if you're eating, you're driving up blood sugar, which means you're driving up insulin, which means you're shutting off fat burning. Now, granted, if you're eating just a little wild salmon, that's not happening, but how many people can, like, carry wild salmon with them throughout the day?
Well,
and
I'll tell you
really
a trick that,
that
I do, and I've trained my patients to do also, is let's say cook organic turkey on Sunday, slice it up into small pieces, and freeze them.
Oh,
and then
smart.
Actually take those frozen pieces with you, which take hours to defrost, and you'd have to live in Florida and leave it in the car all day before they would go bad. They just get by noon, you know, soft, and then actually
idea.
Do use that as a snack. And you're right, that makes you feel like you ate something. And another big thing I find is drink more water. A lot of times when people think they're hungry, they're really thirsty.
Bingo, that's such a biggie. In fact, I mean, you know, what you measure, you can improve, right? So one of the things I did was to create a water drinking schedule, and then I have people track it, because we just don't think about drinking water.
That's a great idea. So it is part of the program.
Well, just like your frozen turkey, it's like genius. I will steal that and credit you.
That's fine. That's fine. Anything that works to make people feel better. I think that's, you know, what we like to integrate into our work all the time. So snacking, then, you're not 100% against, but it's the concept of snack foods.
It's the concept of snack foods, and also I don't believe we need to eat every 2 to 3 hours. I think, you know, what I want is stable blood sugar, low insulin, because that is the environment where your body can use more fat for fuel. That's the goal to set up. And, you know, so that really means eating probably the most substantial thing you can do to make the massive shift in all that is to eat a substantial breakfast. The research shows people who eat a substantial breakfast, that means not some wimpy 200-calorie thing, but, you know, 400, 500, even 600 calories of clean, lean protein, healthy fat, slow, low carbs, especially the protein. Helps you eat less all day long, helps keep your blood sugar more stable. So that's really the key, is starting the day right.
Well, that is great information, and your book is such a wonderful tool that people can really, really use to get themselves into shape. And you know what? The summer is coming, so now is a wonderful time to start that. Learn more at jjvirgin.com, and we are going to discuss this more with our author, who is our guest today, J.J. Virgin. When we come back, we're going to allow right now you to find out about more of the wonderful shows that you can listen to right here on PRN. And welcome back once again to more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And you can find out what we're up to by going to naturalnurse.com. Click on schedules and you'll see all the events. For instance, we're having a Chinatown Herb Walk right in Chinatown where you will learn about tongue and pulse diagnosis, do Qi Gong in the park with myself and co-host Dr. Eugene Zamperone, and have a Chinese meal specifically designed with you in mind. Very interesting, at a small Chinese restaurant, and the menu's in Chinese, so we bring an interpreter to figure out what it says. All kinds of interesting things. It's like a day in another country. And of course, you can actually join us in another country by joining us on our Jamaica Echo Tours for Cures, where we live for a week in Jamaica, in a very, very remote area with shamanic bush doctors. We just completed that for this year, and in fact, you get 3 college credits for that class. And then the Naval Expo is coming up, and that's what brings us to our guest today, right here on Health Media with The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And you can find out more by going to navalexpo.com. And in fact, the premier presenter coming right up at the next Naval Expo is J.J. Virgin, who is our guest for today. She's a top fitness and nutrition expert. You can find her at jjvirgin.com. And we're talking about her newest book, The Virgin Diet, Drop 7 Foods, Lose 7 Pounds in Just 7 Days. And J.J., I love how you've put together the best of the latest scientific evidence as taught through functional medicine with a way to make it what I would say is fun and easy.
Oh, thank you.
Now,
easy being the operative word.
Yeah, and your diet is great. It's not really a diet. I would say it's just a healthy eating focus.
Yes, exactly. I mean, honestly, you know, we framed it as diet, and I had this big talk with my publisher because I was like, I don't want to call it a diet. And she's like,
oh,
you
no.
have to call it a diet.
You got to sell the book. Right. And
you
that's what they're all looking
everyone,
for.
Everyone wants a diet. I got to tell you, you're doing such fun stuff out there. I'm just so impressed.
Oh, yes, I do. I love my life, and I'll tell you, it didn't just happen. It came through intent and planning and lots of work and, you know, getting regular degrees in conventional medicine. I am an RN as well as a PhD in public health and studying. For instance, I've studied with Jeffrey Bland in terms of functional medicine mm-hmm. since he began teaching, and we're talking 27 years ago. So it's a matter of learning, and like we talked about, our personal little juicer discussion off to the side here. By the way, that was not supported by any particular company. This is just our own personal ranting. So obviously, to have a conversation with you, you do it and I do it. And that's how it happens. We believe in what we do, and we don't teach one thing and then do the other. And it works for us. I'm in my mid-60s. And, you know, it works phenomenally well So when people are complaining, I love when you say, what if you're going to a birthday party or a wedding during the time you've made this commitment to the diet? Can you cheat? And you say,
no.
Exactly. So
no,
it's about self-determination, which is excellent. Now, what happens if somebody does?
Well, you know what's so great, too, is, I mean, I think when people think of a diet, the first thing they start to think about is, you know, what am I going to cheat with? And when you really look at this and you go, well, this isn't a diet, what you're really doing is using your body as a chemistry lab, and you're looking at these foods that you could be intolerant to and seeing which are you and which aren't. So it changes that conversation. But let's say you go somewhere, and what's more likely to happen when someone's made this decision, Ellen, is that something sneaks in and they find out later that something had soy in it or something had corn in it. And so what you do with that is you then just make sure that when you're going back to trial that food that you wait 3 weeks from the point that it snuck in. So it's not, you know, the game did not end and you have to start all over. You know, you just, you know, let that one go a little longer before you retrial it.
Now, we cannot end the show, which we're actually headed towards ending the show soon, JJ. I just love talking to you, and we'll definitely say hello to each other this Sunday. Let's talk about exercise, because you are a personal trainer as well, and I'll tell you, you look fabulous yourself, so something works for you.
Well, isn't it fun? I mean, to me, age is the great equalizer, and, you know, someone just actually called me for a, you know, we're getting, not getting older, we're getting better part, and I go, I'll do that, because honestly, I think in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond, you, now all of a sudden you're comfortable in your skin, and if you've taken care of yourself, you feel better than ever. And so, you know, when you look at exercise, I don't use it in the first part of the program because I want people we give people too much to do and they do nothing. Like, they get into analysis paralysis. But long term, unless you want to be a skinny fat, you know, it's interesting. We know 70% of the population is now overweight or obese. Of the other 30%, half are skinny fat, thin on the outside, fat on the inside. So exercise is critical long term to help keep healthy bones, healthy joints, to have more energy, and to shift the whole equation so that your body is better at burning fat, and that means that you have to have more muscle. And the best way to do that is by doing intense training. And the cool thing about intense training is that you can't do it for long. So for most people, they don't exercise because they don't have time, you know. And in reality, this is going to allow them to get a workout done quickly. And, you know, now the bottom line is I want everyone to move more. So a pedometer is a great thing there just to remind you to park farther away and take the stairs, you know, the things we don't do. But after that point, you want to focus on doing things that make you get hot, sweaty, and hurt a bit. So something that you can do for a short amount of time and then recover from. So that turns a workout bout into something that's more in the 10 to 20-minute range, which everybody can find time to do, right?
So you're talking about burst training, you call it.
Burst-style training or high-intensity interval training. And that's just from a cardio point of view. Let's say that you've gone out now and you're jogging. Instead of jogging, what you do is you go, you turn that into walk easy and then sprint for 30 seconds, walk it off for a minute, sprint for 30 seconds, walk it off for a minute to accumulate 4 to 8 total minutes of the sprint. So again, it's going to take you, you know, 15, 20 minutes to accomplish that.
Now, what are some of the things that you might be able to do, let's say, just in the house if it's a cold day? Do you like rebound exercise as part of the burst?
I like rebounding for detox, you know, for really getting the lymphatics going. It's hard to get your heart rate up really high on a rebounder. I'd probably hit the ceiling. So, but the rebound can be great for the recovery piece of it. So what you could do is something called a Turkish get-up. You can Google that. Or you can do jump roping, which is unbelievably hard for those of you who haven't done. I was doing a video on 60 seconds. I called it 60 seconds to sexy, and it was all these little bursts you could do. And so I added in jump roping. And about threw up. It was so hard I couldn't believe it. So jump roping's one. Jumping jacks are one. There's so many easy things you can do in the house, honestly. And then I love rebounding and throw that in as your recovery.
So you feel it's not, it doesn't get your heart rate up enough because it gives when you jump on it.
Yeah, I can't, you know, see, it depends on where you are in your fitness level. For me, I can't get my heart rate up high enough, so it doesn't work for me. But for some people, it may be perfect. And it really, you know, intensity is where you are. If you are just starting out, you know, simple things can be very intense for you.
That's true. Like I saw a Curve workout place, you know, that where a lot of women go. And so I just went in and tried it. And I said, I don't know, I feel like I didn't do anything. And other women were panting because they really had not worked out for years. So,
right. you start from, that's it's just what's intense for you, and you get strong very, very quickly. But, you know, that's, again, for some people, I'll have them get in and out of a chair 10 times, and that'll be their burst. And that's fine, you know, just get going.
So you talk about a 4x4 workout.
Oh, these are great. And by the way, people can get those free, it's JJsFitClub.com. You can get a free 4x4 workout. What that is, I've divided the body into upper body pulling, which is like a push-up or an overhead press or a dip. Upper body pulling, which is a bent of a row or a pull-up. Hips and thighs, which would be things like a step-up or a lunge or a squat. And power core, sit-up types of things. So I have you do 4 sets of a hip and thigh exercise for your burst training. Then I have you do upper body pushing, upper body pulling, and power core, and you go around the circuit so that you do the hips and thighs for the cardio burst. Then you do the push-ups to recover and the pull-ups. So we go around in a circle, little circuit. You can do this at home. You need minimal equipment. And then at the end, you do some flexibility work, which is critical too. And so 15 minutes you get in your burst training, your resistance training, your flexibility training. So I like to say it's fast, fun is kind of questionable though, and you're done no matter what in 15 minutes or less.
I think any kind of training is totally fun.
I think everything's fun, but you know, we're not
addictive.
Normal.
What's very good is the fact that exercise is addictive.
Yes.
You know, it's one of I don't tend to be an addicted person, but I like being addicted to working out because you really, when you're used to it, it's just part of your day and you love it so much. It's not a chore; it's a joy, and you don't want to miss it. And that's what I'm sure would happen if people looked at your fitness. It's JJ's with an S, JJS FitClub.com. And you can design your own 4x4 workout. And you're talking about a 15-minute workout. That's, like, really short.
Yeah, come on. You can who can't do that? If you can't find the time for that, we need to have a serious talk, right?
Yes. Now, we're going towards the end of the show here, and I do want to tell people about your website and how to find your book. I guess your book is very easy to find, The Virgin Diet, Drop 4 Pounds. Drop 7 foods, lose 7 pounds in just 7 days. And I saw it on Amazon.com. There also seems to be a video that you've made about it as well.
Oh, there's a, first of all, the book's easy to get, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, bookstores. But I also wanted to give people no excuses. There's so much information out there on the program. It's on PBS. I have a show on PBS on it. And then if you go to my website, thevirgindiet.com, I've got 3 free training videos on the program that just literally walk you through how to do the program. And I have a food intolerance quiz there, too, to really help you gauge, how much is food really hurting me?
Wow, that's fabulous. So people can just go to your website and access all these questionnaires and things like that. And you know, even if they didn't get the book, they have a real guide
exactly.
to walk them through changing their life so that they feel really better. And that's what it's all about.
Yes, I want to remove any barriers to entry. There are no barriers to entry. You can get started.
Well, other
right
than
now.
a commitment.
Well, you have
itself.
To make the commitment. Nothing
right.
happens without a commitment. But you know, Ellen, we're also never better than when we're challenged. And so here's a really great opportunity to, you know, I hope the biggest thing, my goal is right now, listening for this last hour, that you got your hope back and you said, hey, I'm going to do this. Don't say I'm going to try this. Just I am going to do this for the next 3 weeks. I'm going to do this 100%. I'm all in. And then you go for it.
Sounds great. Well, I want to thank you all for listening once again right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Join us at the Naval Expo. Go to NavalExpo.com to find out when and where. And go to NaturalNurse.com on the schedule. to find out where Dr. Z and I are lecturing, and jjvirgin.com to follow through on today's guest. And thank you so much for joining us right here on Progressive Radio Network. Until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse, hoping that you stay healthy.